laptop.
What's that about? Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for coming here today. This is Portland's 11th annual Safety Recognition Day. Today, we take the time out of our busy schedules to recognize City of Portland employees for their efforts in safety throughout the last year. The safety of our employees is of utmost importance. Through the diligence of all city employees, we've made great strides in reducing workplace accidents, injuries, and illnesses. Through our continued hard work, we need to make sure that all of our employees return home safely to their families each and every day. The safety of our employees is also essential so that we can keep our highly skilled workers on the job to provide vital services to our citizens. Thank you all for coming today. Thank you for your many contributions to ensure the continued success of our safety program. And how it will unfold is that we're going to give out the awards first, then there will be a special address from both Tom Feely and Sherry Greenwood. Then we will present the top safe driver awards with closing remarks by Sherry Greenwood. So with that, I will begin. The Police Bureau, would these folks come up? Gary Manoogian, Kevin Frazier, Elise Worland, Pandra Parks, Laura Herring, Mike Palmer, Rick Deland, and Joel Mann. This is in recognition of the Sworn Personnel Safety Committee for its continued efforts to promote the safety and health of our Portland police officers. Thank you all very much. Thank you very much.
Congratulations. Good work. Congratulations.
Would the following people please come up? Bob Del Grizzi, Joanne Elsner, Mike Palmer, Brandy Gilbert, Elise Worland, Christopher Pale, and Nicole Morris. Thank you for being here. This is in recognition of the Portland Police Bureau's non-sworn safety committee for working diligently to improve and promote safety for our employees throughout the Portland Police Bureau. Congratulations, folks. Get a picture here. Thank you.
Thanks. Good work. Thanks.
Chief Sizer here. Thanks for being here, Chief. In recognition of the Portland Police Bureau for achieving a significant reduction of losses through fiscal year 2006 against an average of the previous three fiscal years in the following categories: general liability 1%, fleet liability 7%, and workers' compensation 92%. Here to receive the award on behalf of the Portland Police Bureau is Chief Rosie Sizer. Could the following folks come up? Carol Temper, Doug Stickler, Lonnie Turner, John Tomlin, and Paul Wallman. Hello.
Hi.
Thanks for being here, folks. In appreciation of the Office of Management and Finance's Safety Committee for its hard work and dedication to a safe workplace during 2006. The committee's accomplishments include establishing a website for posting the committee's minutes and other safety-related news, participating in Safety Break for Oregon to promote safety in the office environment by handing out antibiotic towelettes and encouraging sanitizing and cleaning of work areas. They also promoted crosswalk safety and urged employees to avoid jaywalking. I'd like to say thank you for that part. The committee provided all OMF employees with a handy magnet containing emergency information about who and where to call in the event of an emergency. They completed a written hazard communication plan for OMF in conjunction with establishing a policy of accessing the online system for material safety data sheets for chemical use in OMF. And finally, for participating in the annual Citywide Safety Conference. Thank you all.
Wait, we've got to get a picture.
Okay. Thank you. Commissioner Randy Leonard will not be here, and presenting on his behalf will be Director Paul Scarlett, Bureau of Development Services, and David Schaff, Portland Water Bureau. Thank you, Paul.
You're welcome, Mayor. All right, this is a big one. Would the following members please come up? Kimberly Parsons, Mike McCool, Stan Scotton, Adrian Edwards, Jeff Eldridge, Jamal Abdu Sinine, excuse me if I didn't pronounce that right, Kyla Hammond, and Janelle Percy. The Bureau of Development Services Safety Committee had a very successful year, culminating in the Bureau completing all of the activities on last year's incentive plan and the Bureau meeting or exceeding claim reduction targets such that it received 100% of the available incentive dollars. Again, this year, the committee partnered with Portland State University on inspection and correction of several safety issues. Kyla Hammond, committee member, was an active participant on the committee that put on this year's City Safety Committee conference. Congratulations on this year's Safety Committee Award. We've got multiple winners. Kimberly Parsons. Right here. Kimberly Parsons is a senior planner in the Land Use Services Land Division section. Kimberly has been a longtime safety committee member and recently has taken over the committee chair position. She's committed to workplace safety as evidenced by her considerable leadership during committee meetings, meeting the loss reduction activities in the Bureau's incentive plan, and on promoting workplace safety throughout the Bureau. Kimberly leads by example. The Bureau would like to recognize her dedication and leadership in the Bureau Safety and Loss Prevention Program. Okay, next. Adrian Edwards, do you please come up? Adrian Edwards joined the Bureau Safety Committee in June of 2004 when she left PDOT for a position with our Bureau, Bureau of Development Services. Adrian serves as the Bureau representative on Safety Net and the Fleet Accident Review Board and administers the Bureau's Safety Bucks Incentive Program. Adrian, along with Jamal Absudinene, excuse me again, put together the Bureau's Loss Reduction Incentive Plan and kept the committee and Bureau on task to complete the plan's activities. More than anyone, Adrian deserves the credit for the Bureau meeting its loss reduction goals. Safety Management Award to Adrian Edwards. Kathy Saunders. This award is for Unsung Heroine Award. Kathy Saunders is a Code Specialist 3 with the Neighborhood Inspection Team and was a member of the Bureau Safety Committee until her section was assigned to the Office of Neighborhood Involvement. When Neighborhood Inspection returned to Bureau of Development Services, Ms. Saunders couldn't wait to rejoin the Bureau Safety Committee and has been attending and contributing to the meetings ever since. Kathy's enthusiasm and insights truly help to re-energize up the committee. Thank you, Kathy. This is for Significant Loss Reduction Award with the, and I think this goes to the Bureau, and I'll receive it myself. Sure, that's fine. In recognition of the Bureau Development Services for achieving significant reduction of losses during fiscal year 2006 against an average of the previous three fiscal years in the following categories. General liability, there was a reduction of 36%. Fleet liability, reduction of 100%. Pretty good. Workers' compensation, 38%. Here to receive the award on behalf of the Bureau of Development Services is me, Paul Scarlett. I'd like to call David Shaft up, who's the director for Bureau of Water Bureau.
Good afternoon. I have a long one. We have three Water Bureau Safety Committees to honor today for their dedication to advancing workplace safety. Through the committee's collective efforts, the Water Bureau earned the Governor's Occupational Safety and Health Conference Award for Outstanding Large Employer Safety Committee. I'd like to have the Interstate Safety Committee come up first, and that will be Kathy Allsworth, Hope Chacon, Eric Fullen, Jeff Gard, Tim McGuire, Greg Olson, Nikki Villebrum-Nelson, Stan Blazinski, Bill Dyer, Dave Gilby, Jim Hulse, Kelly Mulholland, who is in Hawaii, I know, Mike Pop, Daryl Willis, Rick Cardoza, who's out on a leak somewhere, Jason Friedman, Larry Griffiths, Dave Johnson, Nancy Noll, Charles Smith, and Susan Wood. Would you all come up here, or those of you who are here? While they're coming up, I'll read this. The Interstate Safety Committee. This committee represents field construction and repair crews, service and maintenance crews, water quality inspectors and lab personnel, security patrols, GIS mapping personnel, and office support staffs. Their biggest challenge is the diversity of work and required skills. Their focuses have been better incident reporting and cause analysis, more meaningful site inspections, a tighter training curriculum, hosting events such as the annual Safety and Health Fair, sponsoring a safety pledge promotion with many supporting activities, and better tracking of action items from all of these initiatives. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next group is our Bull Run Safety Committee, and while I'm reading, I'll get you all to come up, and then I'll read the preamble. Tim Grandel, Bob Alter, Rick Elhart, Andrew Degner, Steve Schenk, Bruce Bullock, Craig McMillan, Jeff Gard, Rich Seawright, and Alan Boucher. The scope of this committee's safety concerns is the entire Bull Run watershed, which includes three dams, three major reservoirs, and many miles of roads. The committee covers all of the standard safety and health regulations, but additionally maintains wildland fire certification, snowcat and winter survival training, boating safety, and of course the daily exposure to wildlife such as bears, cougars, bobcats, deer, and elk. Their job is to maintain and protect the fragile ecostructure within the water system while continuing to provide the Portland area water customers with the best quality drinking water in our region. Thank you very much. Our last group is the Portland Building Safety Committee. That's Terry Wentz, Kate Leatherbarrow, Mark Boyko, Jeff Gard, Tom Chambers, Gary Egan, Eric Hofeld, Lonnie Turner, Frank Galida, Melissa Howlett, Jamal Abusnaith, Jerry Barspool, Chuck Bayukas, and Eric Fullen, if you'd all come up. This committee's biggest challenges are how to react to a high-rise building emergency and the many ergonomic challenges in an office environment. They've dealt with these challenges by revising their emergency action plans, updating their floor warden backpacks, retraining their floor wardens as well as all employees, and participating in building-wide efforts to ensure a well-coordinated and orderly response to any emergencies. We also have a mandatory office desk and chair consultation for every new or transferred employee to fit the work environment to the individual. Thank you very much. Jason Friedman, are you here? Okay, come on up. In recognition of Jason Friedman for safety leadership, Jason has been a member of the Interstate Safety Committee for almost 2 years. In that time, he's worked on the confined space assessment team. He's been an active member of the committee while performing inspections and participating in committee events. He's stepped up as a leader for his work group and continues to show and demonstrate the tenacity, the determination, and the passion that it takes to be an outstanding safety advocate and leader.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Hang on, come back here. This award is in recognition of Terry Wentz. Terry has been the chair of the Portland Building Safety Committee for almost 2 years. He's been instrumental in helping the committee have a stronger presence in the Portland Building Water Bureau work teams. Terry has committed many hours of his personal time to working on safety and health related projects, including the formatting and creation of the first and now second Water Bureau safety calendar. This project included purchasing and learning new software and working with outside resources to get our calendar printed. Thank you very much, Terry. Thank you, Terry. Steve Roger here? No. Jeff, do you want to come up? Oh, or I'll have Mike come up.
Fellow electrician.
Fellow electrician, okay.
Or Steve and Ron, actually.
Okay.
Okay, then I will read both of them.
We have two awards. One is to Steve Roger and one is to Ron Bailey, and accepting them will be their co-electrician, Mike Pop. Steve has been responsible for the electrical safety upgrades to several Bureau pump stations. He provides design work, including using AutoCAD and with support from other electrical and staff, installs the systems, which are included in Greenleaf, Rocky Butte, and Saltzman pump stations. Steve is committed to quality workmanship in every system he installs. And for Ron has been doing much-needed work with a contracted electrical engineer in identifying electrical arc flash hazards at the Bureau's facilities. Ron also provides training to the information technicians and electricians putting together informative presentations using PowerPoint. Compliance with the National Electrical Code requires employers to identify hazards in its electrical systems for all of the electrical workers on staff. Each one of our systems are different, depending on voltages and available fault currents. Ron's work on this complex issue is invaluable, and his commitment to the safety of his fellow electrical workers is to be commended. So thank you, Mike.
You bet. Thanks.
Craig, if you'd come back up. Craig McMillan from Sandy River Station. Craig is an active member of the Bull Run Safety Committee. He's not afraid to speak up when he sees an unsafe act. Craig leads by example, and he's not willing to sacrifice safety over production. Recently, Craig spoke up about his F-350 truck being loaded over its carrying capacity. Rather than ignore the potential risk of using the truck overloaded, Craig opted to switch over to a larger but much older truck that had fewer conveniences and comfort. Thank you, Craig. Oh, for Fred Willey. Is he here?
No, Craig could do that one.
Okay. Craig, you want to come back? This is for Fred Willey. Fred's peers nominated him for safety leadership because of the diverse work he performs as a senior worker. Fred leads, trains, and models an excellent work ethic, as well as driving safely. He performs many hazardous functions, such as snow plowing, towing oversized loads on narrow roads, and hauling not just spoils, but also slash, logs, metal scrap, water tanks, and a huge variety of specialized equipment in a safe and effective manner. We appreciate Fred's outstanding dedication to safety. This is for our confined space entry evaluations. Jason Friedman, Mike Pop, Larry Griffiths, Jerry Moore, Lonnie Turner, and Dan Ward. Mike, come back up. Are you going to be able to carry all those?
Safe lifting.
A lot of work, but we can get her done.
Yeah, as long as you do it safely.
That's exactly right.
This team is tackling a long-term issue, hazard assessments and resolutions for confined spaces associated with utility vaults, elevated tank reservoirs, and water storage tanks. Progress has been slow, but they've gained the commitment of upper management, and they've received support from the engineering staff in elevating the importance of these long-term projects. Throughout the process and with continuing changes in membership, they've shown the determination required to get this done, and they've shown that they're not afraid to address past roadblocks in order to see this through. Thank you again. And Sam Spackman, he was up all night working. Okay, he was up all night, so... I'll let you know what Sam is receiving an award for. Sam was the point person for helping acquire new equipment for the Interstate Fitness Room. From researching the equipment to working with the vendors to get the right equipment, Sam led the efforts to upgrade the fitness room. His efforts over the last 2 years has resulted in a fitness room focused to work hardening and helping employees gain strength and flexibility for the areas of their bodies that focus to the tasks they perform. And as I said, Sam was working all night in Southeast Portland putting in new valves, so I'll accept this on his behalf. And finally, I'll call me up for significant recognition and losses. In recognition of the Water Bureau for achieving a significant reduction of losses during fiscal year 2006 against an average of the previous 3 years in the following categories: workers' compensation, 5%.
Okay, it's time to recognize a few Parks and Recreation employees. Why don't I call your names and you can come on up. Kevin Matthias, Nanette Nelson-Furman, Barbara Agon, Nancy Roth, Lori Higgins, Cheryl Juber and Jenny Burt. Here they are. Hi. Hi. This is in recognition of Portland Parks and Recreation's Recreation Safety Committee for putting together spill cleanup kits for blood and bodily fluids for the Bureau's program to control employee exposure to bloodborne pathogens. Thank you very much. The next award is for Stacy Lauer, Tom Hinn, PJ McGuire, Barbara Agon again, Kevin Stoker, Greg Hawley, Paul LaCroix, Don McTaggart, Mike Reverman, and Pam Douglas. This is in recognition of Portland Parks and Recreation's Operations Safety Committee for its work performing vehicle inspections for all Portland Parks and Recreation vehicles and promoting the safety pledge among the Portland Parks and Recreation Bureau. Is Karen Burt here? Karen Burt? There you are. Oh, you're a sister. Okay. You're a sister? That's. Yeah, what's your name?
Jenny.
Jenny, okay. In recognition of Karen Burt, who championed ergonomic-based changes in the office area at University Park Community Center. Her efforts included removing a counter and installing 3 height-adjustable workstations in a fairly tight area. Despite the limited space, each workstation is capable of being easily adjusted to best suit whichever worker uses them, improving comfort and ease of use. So thank you, Karen, and through your sister, Jenny, for your dedication to the health and safety of your fellow employees. And this one is Zary Santner, our director. This is in recognition of Portland Parks and Recreation for significant reduction of losses during fiscal year 2006 against an average of the previous 3 fiscal years in the following categories: fleet liability reduced by 9% and workers' compensation reduced by 14%. Congratulations, Zary Santner.
Dean, could you come up? My name is Sam Adams, member of the City Council. I'm very proud to be the commissioner in charge for the Bureau of Environmental Services and the Portland Office of Transportation. And I have a lot of awards to give out, and I recently completed some surgery on my jaw. So I'm going to ask Dean to help in sort of every other one, because everyone deserves their due. And it's painful for me to talk. I know it's painful for folks to listen to politicians, so I guess this is, you know, all in fair game here. The first one is in recognition of the Bureau of Environmental Services Construction and Design Safety Committee for its continued efforts to exceed regulatory compliance requirements and improve the Bureau's management of construction safety. The committee has developed safety-related policies, contract language, and training recommendations in an effort to make BS construction projects safer for citizens, contract workers, and city employees. The Construction Inspection Group is one group that this committee represents. This group has not had a time loss accident since 1999, despite the fact that they work alongside contractors in many potentially hazardous situations every day. And please join me in welcoming up here Dan Bangle, Neil Choate, Nick Navel, Janet Strahl, John Bull, Gary Hodge, Kurt Obermeyer, Yvonne McLean, Terry Tice, Teresa Waters, Tom Holloway, Rick McCoy, Lori Allen, Phil Choate, Pat Darby. Congratulations.
In recognition of the Wastewater Treatment Plant Safety Committee, this committee prides itself on achieving a good mix of craft and management personnel. Meetings are informative and productive with assigned safety tasks carried out in a timely manner. Consequently, this is a highly functional and dedicated group. I'd like to ask the members to come up now. Willie Park, Monica Anderson, Dwayne Sanger, Armin Coleman, Tammy Munger, Ricky Davis, Randy Tomsick, Jim Sanderson, Riaz Khan, Paul Schuberg, Dave Remillard, Chris Bamford, Steve Dethridge, Bob Browning.
Good work. Thank you. Congratulations.
Dwayne's right next to you there.
Yeah, we'll do every other one. If I could have John McGregor, Brett Holstrom, Dan Van Meter, Dallas Fowler, Charles Light, Paul Schuberg, Michael Hauser, and Jennifer Shackelford, please come up. This award is in recognition of the Water Pollution Control Lab Safety Committee for its continuation of a comprehensive safety effort on behalf of a committee process that identifies critical issues reflected by their long and ambitious agenda. They say we leave no stone unturned to identify relevant safety and health issues affecting employees at the Water Pollution Control Lab. Congratulations on your safety award.
Is Rick McCoy here? Good. Rick, come on up. The Bureau of Environmental Services would like to recognize Rick McCoy for safety leadership. As a senior inspector on several environmental services projects, Rick has taken a lead in managing the day-to-day safety aspects on many challenging projects. Working with the contractors, his fellow inspectors, and other key players, Rick takes the time to ensure that safety is a high priority for all the projects he works on. Rick's efforts have helped keep safety a value for everyone that works on a project with him, and we thank him today for his safety leadership efforts. Is Monica Anderson here? Good. Hi, Monica. In appreciation for her leadership in safety, Environmental Services recognizes Monica Anderson with the Wastewater Group. In addition to serving on the Wastewater Group Safety Committee and SHARP Advisory Committee, Monica practices keeping safety in the forefront of all activities and exemplifies the SHARP creed of meaningful employee involvement. She's an excellent role model and safety advocate. Thank you, Monica.
All right, could I have Matt Pease please come up? The Bureau of Environmental Services would like to recognize Matt for safety management. As a construction manager, Matt has made safety management part of his day-to-day operation. He has safety as a topic during all the progress meetings he holds. He participates in safety meetings and insisted that contractors submit comprehensive safety plans. At these meetings, Matt has made sure that potential hazards are anticipated and that proper controls are made ready. Matt's efforts have been rewarded with the completion of many projects with no lost time injuries for both contractor and city employees. Thank you, Matt, for your example.
How does this one work? We have two. Okay, I need help. There's more than one.
This is a special award because they're recognizing some safety partnerships from other bureaus with, working with DES. So there are these folks, and then we have a duplicate for Tony Botker of the Maintenance Bureau.
Great. Okay.
You can present them together.
All right. So for Creative Safety Solutions, the Bureau of Environmental Services would like to recognize a team of people who set up a warning system to protect contract employees for flood hazards related to the Big Pipe Project. Rob Causey, Matt Pease, Virgil Adderley, Ivan Chen, and Jenny Martinez, if they would come up, and Tony Botker of the Bureau of Maintenance. So this is an award going to two different bureaus, folks that cooperated on one of our projects. Rob Causey is the design manager for many projects that focuses on the connections to the Big Pipe Project. Much of the work involves confined space operations in a pipeline that has the potential for flash floods when a rain event occurs. During the project's design stage, Rob assembled the team and charged it with developing a system to warn contractors of potential flooding. Drawing from their combined knowledge and skills, the team came up with a system that used existing technology. The system was used several times successfully during the recent course of the project, and in each case, the contractor was able to timely evacuate the employees, the tools, and the materials out of the way to prevent any safety problems. Congratulations. Thank you very much.
Would Nadine Bowl please come up? There she is. The Bureau of Environmental Services recognizes Nadine today as an unsung heroine for always making safety a priority on the project she works on. As an inspector on many large and difficult projects, Nadine has had several safety challenges come her way. She has worked closely with contractors to make sure that they take steps to keep their workers and the public safe. Nadine takes an approach that lets people know that she truly cares about safety, and this approach has led many contractors addressing their own safety concerns without delay. As a result of Nadine's efforts, many members of the public and workers have been kept safe and have been able to go home to their families each night without injury. Thank you, Nadine.
We got to get a picture here.
This is an unsung hero award to Bob Browning. Come on up, Bob. In recognition of millwright Bob Browning, within Environmental Services, Bob is assigned to the pump maintenance crew and is responsible for the maintenance and operation of various pump stations throughout the city. For the previous year, Bob has been assigned to the Swan Island pump station while undergoing its construction. During this time, Bob has taken the initiative to inspect, correct, and notify everyone about his concerns about the installation and operation of the safety equipment. His tenacity towards safety not only ensures a safe work environment for himself and his coworkers, but to all city personnel who perform work at the facility. He's an active member of the Columbia Boulevard Safety Committee, and without his input, a void of important safety concerns may otherwise occur. Thanks very much, Bob. Congratulations.
could I have Paul Schuberg, Mike Rayner, Dan Clark, and Dean Marriott please come up?
Okay.
In recognition of the Wastewater Group of BS for graduating from Oregon OHSU's Distinguished Safety and Health Achievement and Recognition Program. This achievement comes only after sustaining SHARP certification for 5 consecutive years. The Bureau of Environmental Services Wastewater Group is the first employer in the state of Oregon to have accomplished graduate status. Here to receive this recognition on behalf of the Wastewater Group is Paul, Mike, Dan, and Dean. Thank you very much. Thanks, Dean. And thanks for your leadership in helping keep our folks at BS safe. Sue Keel, Sam Irving, can you come up? So Sam Irving is the director of the Bureau of Transportation within the Portland Office of Transportation, and he's going to help me with these. Sorry, Bureau of Maintenance. We gave you a name change there. And speaking of the Bureau of Maintenance, there's a 25-member safety committee in the Bureau of Maintenance, and it is being recognized today for the leadership that it has shown in developing creative ideas to address and improve safety behaviors, whether responding to a concern voiced in the Bureau's Safety Perception Survey, addressing the development and implementation of the Bureau's daily safety tailgate process, or finding an innovative way to address unsafe behaviors. Our committee members have shown Bureau-wide leadership in improving our safety culture. Would please Clint Myers, David Littleton, Alan Berkey, Don Sandrowski, Tai Grube, and Raymond Gawthorn, please come forward.
This award is for our Street Maintenance Safety Committee, in appreciation of the Street Maintenance Safety Committee for the development of a number of safety training programs addressing the needs of new, inexperienced employees in its work division. The committee has been particularly adept at enlisting other, more experienced members of the division's work group to serve as mentors and trainers. These dedicated members meet regularly and have established reputations as safety leaders. I'd like to invite up Don Sandreski, Tom Abelshan, Mike Hamill, Ed Summers, Corey Long, Zach Mazie, and Terry Sharp. Okay, this award is to a manager that is near and dear to my heart, Bill Long. Would you come up, please? In recognition of Bill Long, a BOM Public Works Supervisor, for his leadership on the Bureau Safety Committee. Bill has served on the committee for 15 years. His long term of committee service is unique in that even when other managers have rotated in their assignments to the committee, Bill has insisted that he continue as a committee member. He models real safety leadership through his active participation in all safety activities. He also has a tremendous sense of humor.
All right. Would Clint Myers please come up? This award recognizes Clint, General Mechanic and Maintenance Safety Committee Chairperson, for his work on the committee to form a new charter, developing a safety perception survey, and upgrading our committee job site safety inspection program. He deserves special recognition today for keeping our committee members challenged and on focus toward improved safe work behaviors. Thank you, Clint, very much.
Congratulations.
Well, hello, everyone. It's always enjoyable to see Sam not talk so much. That was great. Just kidding. I've got Portland Fire and Rescue, and as you know, our business is safety. I'm looking at the chief, and so these are a very high honor because we expect safety every day, and these are folks who went above and beyond the call of duty and got us that little extra effort. So our first award is to the Portland Fire and Rescue Safety Committee, and come on down while I read the names for those of you who are here. Krista Shade, Steve Dana, Marty Getch, Jamie Banks, Ed Fitzgerald, Scott Hesacker, Kevin Shanders, John Durr, Jesse Perry, Jeff Von Allman, Janet Woodside Gomez, Travis Chipman, Dan Buckner, Pat Davies, Ray Major, Bob Walker, and Sean Roberti. So come on in. These are the men and women of our safety committee, and they basically make it possible that our people stay safe while we're out there trying to help. Let me give you a sense of all the things this committee worked on this year. Good job, you guys. We evaluated an effective exhaust control system to control byproducts from the fire apparatus while they're idling inside fire stations. Resolved safety concerns that came about after adopting the use of new 45-minute high-pressured self-contained breathing apparatus. We evaluated and figured out solutions for failures that we've had associated with the thermal imaging camera batteries, which is crucial. Developed and deployed a new tire chain installation video so we can get there when we need to. Instituted a new vehicle accident reporting system and eliminated the storage of firefighting gear in the living quarters of fire stations, which was a big step forward and probably in part possible thanks to our friends at General Services who built us some new fire stations. So thank you. Congratulations, you guys. Okay. Next up, we've got three members of Portland Fire and Rescue who work to formalize a safety management program that will improve reporting through the Fire Marshal's office of dangerous buildings and processes to emergency operations personnel, so we'll have a better sense of what's out there. The program's intent ensures that all members involved in emergency responses will be made aware of situations that are inherently dangerous to life. This includes any structure that, due to its construction, use, or state of maintenance, poses unusual or unexpected hazards to emergency response personnel. Very simply put, this program will save lives when people come to dangerous places, and we want to thank them. For their work, help me recognize, and please come on up, Battalion Chief Todd Keithley, Inspector Larry Murr, and Inspector Mike Alderman. Come on up. And I think there's people in all of our occupations that will benefit from that.
This is a single award, but there's two different bureaus involved.
Oh, that's fine. Okay, great. Thank you. And this is actually an award that Portland Fire and Rescue is giving in recognition of some great partnerships we've had. We'd like to take the opportunity today to recognize Bill Long and Robert Kaufman from the Bureau of Maintenance and Eric Fullen and Tim Kading from Portland Water Works. So please come up. Right. Okay. These gentlemen worked with us to provide quality training opportunities that helped improve safety skills within our Bureau's technical rescue team. The collective expertise of these individuals in safely building concrete collapse props and trench excavations has provided an unusual and needed opportunity for our team to build its response skill for low-frequency but high-risk events. So this is a Bureau that wants to thank these Bureaus for making us more safe. Thank you very much. Thank you. I don't know if my awardees are just modest or they don't want to take a picture with me. I don't know. It keeps happening. And our final one, I'm going to ask Fire Chief Dave Sprando to come on up. And this is an award to the entire Bureau, which Chief Sprando will accept on our behalf for achieving a significant reduction of losses during fiscal 2006. And this is measured against our average of the previous three fiscal years. The first one will be hard to top. We're down 73% in general liability and 36% in workers' comp. So great work, Chief.
Thank you.
And next we have a speaker, a former Fire Bureau employee, an analyst. So it shows you what you can do by analyzing the Fire Bureau. Now our Director of Operations for OMF, Tom Feely.
Good afternoon. It's my pleasure this afternoon to present a special award to someone who has worked tirelessly on behalf of the City of Portland concerning risk management issues. Will you please join me, Sherry? It's a little bit of a surprise for her. So. This is kind of a bittersweet occasion as well because Sherry has announced her retirement and will be leaving the city in March. It's been my pleasure for the last year and a half or so to be her supervisor. Yeah, a lot of tall and short jokes. We won't do that today. Anyway, Sherry's energy, her contagious enthusiasm has been greatly appreciated by me and I think the rest of the city of Portland. She's not been here that long, about 3.5 years, but she has done a fantastic job. You know, I am going to miss her. I think we'll all miss her. So I have this plaque to present to you in recognition of your outstanding service to the city of Portland. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Bless your heart. That's really very nice. This is such a unique and wonderful place to work, and the experience has been just marvelous. I think over the last few weeks, I've had calls from Wisconsin asking about our programs, North Dakota, from the Los Angeles County wanting to know how to put together their ergo program, good old state of Washington, and even the good old state of Oregon, all asking about things that we do and how we do it. And the key to the success for the safety culture here at Portland is both the commitment of the council and the mayor, and I appreciate that. That's just really made the difference here. Also, all of the people and employees out there, the directors that are here today, my hat's off to you. You've been very supportive of safety and health, and it's been very much appreciated, and it's reflected, I believe, throughout the whole city. And everyone that comes up with great ideas and new concepts that have really made this city safer. I look out there and I see so many people. I see Jeff there and all the wonderful things that everybody has done to really make this a safe and wonderful city. I was in Olympia last week, and people were talking about Seattle and, you know, and complaining, and they asked me where I came from, and I said, Portland. They said, oh, Portland, you have streetcars, you have buses, you have the tram, you have all of these things. You're so far ahead of Seattle, and I just smiled and said, yes, I think Portland really is. So anyway. I understand, though, David, that your predecessor, and I'm sure Leanna can find it somewhere in our files, has given me written permission on my last day to fish the Bull Run. Now, it's... It's fly fishing. No. Eric Fullen said, if you fish the Bull Run, that'll be the last thing you do. So I'm really counting on it. And mind you, it would be catch and release. It hasn't been fished since 1938. Can you imagine, you know? I'll never get over it. That's wonderful. Darn, I was hoping for an overnight in one of those little log cabins. But thank you all for making this a very safe and wonderful city to have worked in and to be part of. I would like to thank today the committee that put on the safety recognition and has put it on for the last 11 years, John Hoffman's team. John, would you please stand? Tracy, who's sparkling around here. Where's this sparkle squad there? Lonnie, Jamal, and Steve. Come on, let's raise your hand. Let's give them a hand, please. This is such a wonderful and positive thing. We can all come here and say yes, and that, you know, we're all in agreement in regard to this. This year, the City of Portland has had its 7th annual Safety Committee Conference. Participants at that conference included representation from the City Council. Thank you, Councilman Adams. Appreciate it. From all the city directors, a number of you were there and very supportive. The International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 48. The OSHA director, Director Wood. And over 180 safety committee members. That is impressive. And it was a terrific event and a wonderful day, and it just shows how much everyone works together to make this culture possible. The city has also formed a partnership with OSHA and their SHARP, which stands for Safety Health Achievement Recognition Program. Our loss prevention team has been trained and is authorized by Oregon OSHA to perform detailed programs and worksite assessments as SHARP consultants. This SHARP designation is really significant. We are the only public entity to have achieved that 5-year SHARP status, and bless the hearts of all of those people out there in the water treatment plant for being the one who's achieved it. They have this humongous flag that Oregon OSHA has given them. They fly up their flagpole for their certification, and that's quite an achievement to be the first public employee in the entire state of Oregon to have that achievement. So, hey, let's give them a hand anyway. And we've done other things. We have ergo fairs. We have health and safety fairs. We have an incentive program and a 5-year plan, and that includes these major bureaus, the police, the fire, the water, the park and recreation, development services, environmental services, and maintenance. And from those groups have formed a committee called RMAC, the Risk Management Advisory Council, which is an inter-bureau committee sharing city resources with each other, putting together programs that will be advantageous, discussing issues and problems they have, and sharing answers and results. That's an inter-bureau committee, and it has made quite a bit of achievements over the last few years. Over the last 10 years, we have had have seen a continuous decline in frequency of claims. Citywide total workers' compensation claims have had a 38.1 reduction in claims with an annual savings of $909,864. The reduction of citywide fleet accidents is 27% over the past 10 years, with an annual savings of $253,250. Please note that the estimate annual savings is calculated by taking the difference between the number of claims in 1997 and in 2006, the results then being multiplied by the average cost of a claim in 2006. This all reflects the city employees' and management's continued commitment to safety and health.